Tuesday, 8 September 15, broadcast of the Calvary Hour. This is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you for tuning into the Calvary Hour. I'm Bill Wingard, your host speaker. This broadcast is a ministry of the Calvary Baptist Church, located in New Bern, North Carolina. We're in Acts chapter 4, as we find the disciples being confronted by the authorities and being commanded that they not teach nor preach in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so the disciples give them then a proposition. And they said, "And Father, do bless us with thy word in Jesus' name. Amen." But Peter and John answered and said unto them, "Whether it be right in the sight of God to hearken unto you more than unto God, judge ye." They said, "Now, sirs, you're going to have to answer this too. Now, you're telling us not to teach nor preach any more in the name of the Lord Jesus. Now, who do you think is right, you or God? Do you think we better obey you or we better obey God?" Now, they said, "We've already made up our mind what we're going to do." And I don't think they were sarcastic. I don't think they were in your face. I don't think they were shaking their fists at him. They said just simply this, "For we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard." Well, so when they had further threatened them, they let them go, finding nothing how they might punish them because of the people, for all men glorified God for that which was done. Now, this is where we left off on our last broadcast. And sometimes I'm afraid we run over a lot of nuggets in this spiritual gold mine. We pass by a lot of diamonds in this great diamond field in a hurry to get somewhere else. Let's not overlook this statement, "because of the people." Because of the people. "For all men glorified God for that which was done." Your voice still makes a difference. Your vote still makes a difference. Your stand for our Lord still makes a difference. Every once in a while in a missionary service, especially on the closing night of a missions conference, we'll have a program that goes something like this. They have somebody that represents each mission field that the church supports, or many times the missionary that each church supports. And so what they do is they light a candle in the auditorium, turn out all the lights, and they'll call the name of the first missionary, and that representative will come down and light their candle off the candle on the front, and they'll go yonder somewhere in the auditorium and stand. The second one will come. And of course, by the time you come down to the end of the list, especially if the church, or regardless of how many missionaries, I don't want you to think I'm saying you have to support a lot of missionaries, because what I'm getting at is every light counts. And every time a candle is lighted and that representative goes to a dark place in that auditorium, of course, that part of the auditorium becomes lighted. And the more candles that you have lighted, the more light you have in the auditorium. Now, let's say you support 40 missionaries or 20 missionaries or 10 or whatever it is. And so when you got all these fields or all these missionaries represented, you have got 10 candles or 20 candles or 40, or maybe it's 100. And you have all of these lights. And what a beautiful sight that is. And you can actually see in the auditorium. Now, then the question is asked, suppose we don't support these missionaries. Suppose these missionaries have to leave the field for whatever reason. And so the one comes and they blow out their candle. Another one blows out their candle. Another one blows out their candle. Another one blows out their candle. And of course, except for that candle that's standing there representing the local church that's on the communion table, the whole auditorium is dark. And then the question is asked, suppose this light goes out and someone blows out that candle. And what do you have? You have darkness in the auditorium. Oh, what a tremendous illustration of how important it is that our light so shine that others may see our good works and glorify our Father which is in heaven. And don't ever, 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 don't never get the idea that your life doesn't count. As someone has said, our lives are the only gospel record that some people will ever see. Whatever light of the gospel is shining out of our lives will be the only light of the gospel that some people ever see. We sing the song, you know, brighten the corner where you are, brighten the corner where you are. Someone cross the harbor, you may guide across the bar. Brighten the corner where you are. And then there's a song was written after a ship sank up in one of the great lakes. Let the lower lights be burning, send a gleam across the wave. Some poor fainting, struggling seaman, you may rescue, you may save. And I'm told that the story behind that song is this. The lighthouse was lighted, but the lower lights that marked the shoreline were not lighted, and the ship hit the rocks and sank with a great loss of life. This blessed book is going to keep on shining for the Lord. Our Lord Jesus Christ is going to continue to be the light of the world, but we are the lower lights. And dear friend, I do understand this. If you've got a dark night out there and only the lighthouse is lighted, you don't know where the channel is. Oh, you know it's near there, but you have no idea where the safety of the channel is unless the channel lights are lighted. And those channel lights are small compared to the lighthouse, but how necessary they are for a safe passage through the channel that leads to shore, to the safety of the shore. And dear friend, only God knows how important your testimony is. You today, that I'm speaking to today, on your job, in school, wherever you might be, on the battlefield, in your barracks, wherever you might be, only God knows how important it is that your light be shining for the Lord, that the lower lights be burning. Well, I want to read this statement one more time because it is so important. So when they had further threatened them, they let them go, finding nothing how they might punish them because of the people. For all men glorified God for that which was done. And as I've told you before, there are courts that are beyond the Supreme Court of the United States. There, and I'm not speaking about the United Nations or the World Court. Those things I have no use for whatsoever. But dear friend, there is a court of public opinion, and it is important. It is important what people say. And we must remember that in the United States of America, this is to be a government of the people, by the people, and for the people, whose just powers are derived from the consent of the governed. We have no kings in this country. However, if anybody, if any entity was to be considered a king, it would be the people and not the politicians. So, they did not further punish them because of the people. And then there's a court that God's going to conduct one day, and I'll assure you that will be a righteous court. The Bible says, for the man was about 40 years old on whom this miracle of healing was showed. He was indeed a reliable witness. He was above 40 years old. You remember when the man that was born blind was healed, when the religious crowd wanted to question his parents. In fact, they did question his parents, and they would excommunicate them if they admitted that Jesus had actually healed their son. And their response was, he is of age, ask him. This man was certainly old enough to be a reliable witness, and the people knew it. So there was no real reason to doubt the testimony of the disciples or the man. In fact, these people were not doubting that. They were trying to quench it. They were trying to squelch it. They were trying to quench anything that would have to do with magnifying and glorifying the Lord. Well, we find out what they're doing now, what the disciples will do, and this is where we'll pick up on our next broadcast. And I love this. The Bible says, and being let go, that's Peter and John, and being let go, they went to their own company and reported all that the chief priests and the elders had said unto them. Wow, I like that, don't you? I'm glad they had a company, praise God, to go to. I'm glad they had brothers and sisters in Christ who cared. I'm glad there was a local church there that they could go to. And being let go, they went to their own company. Father, thank you for your precious word. Thank you for your power. O God, continue to bless and help us to be faithful to Thee. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, Lord, be pleased to make each of us a channel of His blessing. Please join us next broadcast if you can.